Seahorse fathers take reins in childbirth. It's true that male seahorses never play catch with their children or help them with their homework, but they do outdo human dads on one count. Male seahorses undergo pregnancy and give birth to their sons and daughters. The trait is unique in these strange and fascinating fish that inhabit tropical and temperate coastal waters worldwide. Seahorses, which range from less than an inch to a foot in length, have evolved a series of unusual adaptations. They are such an unusual-looking fish that people sometimes don't realize they're real fish. The male seahorse has a pouch on its stomach in which to carry babies, as many as 2,000 at a time. A pregnancy lasts from 10 to 25 days, depending on the species. The reproductive process begins when a male and a female seahorse do daily pre-dawn dances, intertwining their tails and swimming together. Eventually, they engage in a true courtship dance, which can last as long as 8 hours. It ends with the female depositing her eggs in the male's pouch. The eggs hatch in the pouch. The father cares for the young as they grow, regulating the water salinity in the pouch to prepare them for life in the sea. When the tiny seahorses are ready to be born, the male undergoes muscular contractions to expel the young, known as fry, from the pouch. While seahorse dads go the extra mile to give birth, the parents do not provide their tiny offspring with any care or protection after they are born. Infant seahorses are susceptible to death from predators and being swept into ocean currents, where they drift away from feeding grounds rich in microscopic organisms. Fewer than 5 infant seahorses in every 1,000 survive to adulthood, which helps explain why the litters are so large.